This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
You've walked me through fire.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. A couple great songs from one Mr. Jordan St. Cyr, and he's actually in the studio with us. Jordan, how are you, man?
Man, doing so good.
Been a long time in the making. I met you like a year ago, and then I hear you're like living here now from Canada, and you're I hear we actually might even go to the same church.
We do.
So your first song, Fires, and now Weary Traveler, have kind of similar vibes in that they're both about persevering through hard times. Now, is that because it's a message that you think people need to hear, or is that like, I, Jordan, need to hear this because life is rough, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a little, both and. For us, it's just, this is our story. This is, we've walked through the fire. Our little girl was, diagnosed at 6 months with a rare brain condition. She's 3.5 now. We are weary and a lot.
Has she beat the odds or the prognosis, or is it like it's supposed to be?
It's a progressive disease. Okay. We're going to be, walking through this, for her whole life, barring a miracle.
Sure.
But I would say she's doing great in terms of what this disease is and how it affects a lot of children. These songs are personal for us. These are our war songs, our anthems that we've used to really just prop our hearts up on these truths. And I think it's just resonated with people around the world because it's given them permission to tell their story. Those that are standing in between the miracle and the not yet.
That's where a lot of us live.
Yeah, that's where a lot of us live. And I think, God has a calling for us there.
So we're talking to Jordan St. Cyr. Okay, so you write like a song like Fires, and it is good for you. It's an anthem for you. It's an anthem for other people. Music has a way of healing, and it's a language that you speak that not everybody can speak. But like as somebody who writes songs to hopefully inspire other people, as you walked through before you wrote Fires, as you're walking through this with your little one, like were there songs that mattered to you? And like did you find hope in somebody else's music as well?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what really propelled me to being where I am today. Songs like Maybe It's Okay by Messengers.
That is one of my favorite songs, man.
That was our lifeline when our daughter was born. My wife clung to that truth.
Now, your video, Weary Traveler, you've got like this old guy seeking something in the video and he's walking around, he's walking all through Alaska. Was this like an actor or like a crazy uncle?
Maybe a little bit of both. He's actually a guide out in Alaska.
Oh, is he really? Okay.
And you can hire him to act. I don't know how many gigs he gets a year, but he was perfect.
It's cool. Well, the song is Weary Traveler. We're playing it here on WayFM. You shot this in Alaska. Why not Canada? You're Canadian. Why not Canada?
There was this little thing called the pandemic. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah.
It really hard to get back and forth.
We're going to talk about Canada next, okay? We're going to do that with Jordan St. Cyr on The Wally Show in 10. And as always, if you miss any of our interview, you want to go back and check it out, just text the word Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, like the river Jordan, to 91979, and we will send you a link.
You've walked me through fire.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and I'm so glad that we have Jordan St. Cyr in the studio with us, because I got to get some things cleared up. He is Canadian, and I have this weird hate relationship with Canada that I have even forgotten where it came from.
Yeah.
It is like most good battles. Like, I've forgotten why I'm so mad at Canada, but dadgummit, I just am,
Man, why?
I don't know. You guys seem like nice people. Like, okay, I love Rush. That was one thing Canada did right.
Yeah.
The Clausens, just a couple I met on a cruise, are my favorite Canadians. They're the nicest people in the world. But I'm going to need your help here. I need to mend fences with our neighbor to the north. I need you to give me three good things about Canada.
Man, that's so easy.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah. Poutine.
That's disgusting.
Bro,
by the way.
It sounds like it's a food from the South. Yeah. Let's get serious. Fries with gravy.
Yeah.
Like brown gravy.
Yeah, I do
and
know.
Like mozzarella cheese curds.
Oh, yeah. See,
that sounds wonderful.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
We're going to have to try this together.
Maybe you can make it. Do you know how to make it?
I do.
Okay.
It's not hard.
Well, yeah. That's how low of a bar I set for you. Could you do it, Jordan? Do you think you could? It's like, again, like I've known Jordan for all of 10 minutes and I'm insulting his country and him. I have a problem.
Dude.
I'm working it out.
It's okay.
So poutine,
okay.
That's one. Two.
I'm in hockey.
Guys love hockey so much.
We do.
Did you do any hockey when you were younger?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I played till my, late teens.
Let me see your teeth.
They're all good.
They're real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I got one half.
Did you?
That was an accident on the playground. So.
Oh no! You should have lied.
I know.
That's the thing. That's another thing I don't like about Canadians. They won't lie. I like to make the story better. You tell
That's
the
right.
truth.
That's
why?
Right.
I don't need that in my life.
It's less of a Canadian thing, more of a Jesus thing. But we'll talk about that.
I don't need that in my life.
Whoa.
All right. Third thing that makes Canada great.
Oh my gosh! I don't even know.
See, you ran out.
Let's say Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey's Canadian?
Oh, there's so many Canadians. Oh, yeah.
Okay, but I will see your Jim Carrey and give you Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah.
Michael I will give Buble. You Justin Bieber. Like, these are negatives.
Yeah, that's why I said you can have them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great. Okay, I'm not there yet, but I do now maybe have a new favorite Canadian to add to the Clausens in Jordan St. Cyr.
There we go.
Okay.
Come on.
So we're building bridges here and mending fences between me and our neighbor to the north. Now, I had found out you were on tour with Jeremy Camp, and I want to ask you some questions
Let's
about
do it.
That.
Come on.
Me and Jeremy go way back.
Okay.
So we'll do that here in 10 with Jordan St. Cyr on The Wally Show.
And don't forget, we always video all of these things, and if you ever miss any part of our interview and you want to go back and check it out, just text the word Jordan, because it's Jordan St. Cyr, but just the word Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, to 91979, and we'll send you a link.
Weary traveler, restless soul, you were never meant to walk this road alone.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and that is Jordan St. Cyr and his new music, Weary Traveler. I appreciate you being on with us. You've been traveling, professional DJ segue there. You have been traveling with one Mr. Jeremy Camp on tour with him. How was that for you? Was it good?
It's been great.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, has he been good to you? Because if he's not, I'll speak with him.
You'll have words?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, I'll talk to him.
He is the epitome of kindness.
That's good. That's good to hear. Like, I've always known him to be a good man. And
there you go.
So, here's the deal, though. He works out. Like, he's a big dude. Like,
I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. He's did you ever go, hey, Jordan, you want to go work out? That's my Jeremy Camp voice. You want to go work out? Want to go do some reps?
Yeah.
Lift some LBs?
That's right.
I talk about Jeremy, like, I make fun of him like that, but, like, he could break me in half. I'm
fully
aware of that.
Did you notice Jordan was like, oh, for sure.
For sure. Yeah, common courtesy, pause.
It's okay.
Really? Like even fake it. Like, really?
Really?
I think I got a shot. I arm wrestled Jeremy Camp once, and it lasted less than half a second. I mean, it was that fast.
Dude. Yeah.
So here we go. Would you rather wrestle a bear or tickle Jeremy Camp? Which would you rather do?
Oh, wrestle a bear.
Absolutely.
Come on. Let's get serious.
You're going to get mauled far less than if you try to tickle Jeremy
Hopefully
Camp.
Hopefully those Canadian instincts will kick in and I'll find my way out of that.
And you'll just take neutrality or flee.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, neutrality's good.
Okay, would you rather, with Jordan St. Cyr talking about Jeremy Camp being on tour, would you rather tase yourself in the neck or be flicked in the ear by one of his giant fingers?
I love that. I mean, okay, I'm going to go with a flick.
Really?
Let's get serious, man. You want to get tased in the neck?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen his fingers? They're like baseball mitts.
You could lose an ear.
Would you rather work as a human cannonball shot into the side of a brick building or work out once with Jeremy Camp.
Okay, Cannonball.
Cannonball right. is the right choice. Yes, because right. no human can, outside of Chuck Norris, can handle a Jeremy Camp workout.
That's beautiful.
And finally, would you rather drink a COVID-infused muddy water from a construction worker's boot
Ew.
Or drink one of Jeremy Camp's protein shakes?
Oh, my God. Those are probably even. You know, yeah. they're on par with each other.
I'm taking the muddy boot
You're
myself.
Taking the boot?
Absolutely. Oh, you just said a boot.
A boot. Taking a boot.
I didn't even realize we were doing that.
I got a bit.
There it is.
I wasn't even trying. Oh, Canadian jokes just happen all the time. Well, we got Jordan St. Cyr on with us. And coming up, we're going to do something. I have not done this in a long time, okay?
All right.
I'm going to give you a page from my junior high journal. It's a story about me being savagely wedgied. I'll explain more in 10 minutes, but I want you to write a song to that. And we'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show. And if for some reason you happen to be heading into work and you can't catch hopefully what is healing magic with Jordan St. Cyr, just text the word Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, to 91979 and we will send you a link.
Walk me through fire.
Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We got Jordan St. Cyr here, and Jordan is a good guy. I mean, even though he's Canadian, like, he's a good, good man. And I want you to help me, if you would be so kind. I'm working through some stuff, you know, a lot of it was from my junior high years.
Yeah.
And so what I'd like for you to do is I've got my junior high journal, and I've given you a story from that, and it was about me being wedgied on a baseball bus. I was a freshman on the baseball bus playing on a varsity team, and it was a rite of passage, and it was a bad one. I still haven't fully worked through it. So what I'm hoping you could do is take one of your songs, like maybe Fires, and look at what I went through and make that into a song. Because music is healing for people, you know?
Okay, yes,
I think this might be the most healing song you've ever written.
All right, well, I'm here for you, man. This is why I do what I do.
Okay,
let me see what comes out.
Why don't we see what we can get? You go ahead, and I think you're going to start in, and then I'll just jump
all right.
in here. Okay,
okay, here we go. I remember what they told me. Don't be scared or uneasy. All your stuff's in the back. Hurry up, don't you make a scene.
All true.
I remember how they grabbed me. Got my waistband completely. So I started shouting, help, help, coach, I am getting wedgie. That's about right. My pants went up higher as the wedgie went deep. My underwear ripped off and I could barely breathe. When the bus reached the school grounds, yes, the school grounds, it was there for all to see. My underwear flying from the back of bus 3.
Betty Rock is laughing at my pain. You see the tears in my eyes?
Dude,
you've helped me today.
I'm so glad.
I just revisited that scene. I still remember the bus honking and everyone laughing as there was just a string of underwear hanging out of the back of that bus.
Dude.
Oh, good times.
Great times.
Gosh, yeah. You've done some good work here.
Yeah. All right.
Now would be a time for you to be like, you know what, Wally? That's happened to me. It's totally cool. Okay, well, not his story, but mine. And Jordan St. Cyr, thank you for healing me today.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
The song is Weary Traveler, and, man, it's just been great having you on. And I look forward to having you back again, too, okay?
Sounds great. Love to.
Yeah, also, too, if you have someone in your life that has a story similar to mine that has been wedgied unmercilessly, make sure you text the word Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, to 91979. We'll send you a link, and you can share it with them.
Call
coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kids' soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
If you worked with someone who constantly made a big deal about the labels on their clothing and how expensive they are, would you admire them?
No, I've never bought into labels, you know, except for my shoes right now. I'm wearing Lagerfelds, but it's not important.
Oh.
Yeah, Karl Lagerfeld, he's a designer.
Haven't heard of him.
Yeah, he's a pretty big deal.
Have no idea.
Yeah, of course you guys don't. I wouldn't expect you to, honestly.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, this article that I found might be right. I found this article written by the American Psychological Association that stated most people would see that person who's like, oh, I'm wearing Armani or Lululemon at this point.
Yes.
They would see that person as a non-team player and someone we wouldn't want to work on a project with.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Turns out we associate those who like to come across as quote-unquote high class as being less caring of others, so we unintentionally want nothing to do with them.
Ah, so it might not even be their fault that they're not a good team player. It's other people ostracizing the person that's dressing well. They always say, don't dress for the job you have, dress for the job you want. And if that was the case, Betty Rock would be aspiring to work at Tractor Supply Company, because that is literally the hat she's wearing today.
That's so true.
Yeah, Betty Rock, if you look at Betty Rock is like cute as the day is long, but she will have zero problem wearing random shirts she buys at Goodwill. Like, I'll ask her, like, it's got like a place, like a logo of a place, but like, oh, where is that? Have you been there? Because most times you wear a shirt of a place you've been. Oh, no, I got this from Goodwill. It was a quarter, you know?
And it was a good deal.
I know. And so based on all of that in this study, you would be the most team player-y person in the world.
Right.
Is the most expensive t-shirt you own your airbrushed Dolly Parton shirt?
Probably. That cost me a solid $25.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money, guys.
Yeah, but well worth it.
Well worth it.
Oh, honestly. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, and so that's the beauty of this job. We can come in looking however we want. Not that you look however you want.
Wow.
That was a really bad, unfortunate segue. And I apologize. Not what I meant.
Okay, so that's exactly what you meant. No. If you're apologizing, you're saying I look like trash.
No, not at all. No, I'm saying I apologize for saying it because I know it would come off. You would take it the wrong way.
You know what? This is exactly what I would expect from someone who's wearing penny loafers or whatever it is.
Not penny
loafers.
Karl Lagerfeld.
Yeah,
Lagerfeld.
Yeah.
Stuck up.
Yeah. Yes.
So what is TikTok and how do you use it?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and TikTok is great for funny dances and people trying to be humorous and things like that, but every once in a while, you find something kind of serious on there, because people try to share their lives and stuff there as well, and I know there's a lot of mess on TikTok you have to, you know, get around and stuff too, but there's a lady there that was talking about another lady in the grocery store the other day that almost hit her with her buggy and then cut in front of her in line, and she was frustrated by this. But she then had this revelation about her faith, and she kind of recounts the conversation that she had with God on TikTok.
He said, did you not ask to serve? So yeah, but you know, I mean, I want to serve my clients, my patients, my husband, my family. He said, it don't work like that. I said, so I'm just supposed to be walked on by people. He said, no, baby, it ain't got nothing to do with them. It's between me and you. And he reminded me that how we serve and how we treat others really, truly has very little to do with them and very much what God has asked of us, especially when we have specifically said, God, how may I serve?
You know, and I love that perspective because you think about that. It's easy to love the people that are easy to love.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Anybody could do that.
Yeah, but it's that person, that random person that you're supposed to love. And I'm that guy that doesn't want to feel like I got taken advantage of or like I was a sucker and I missed something. Mm. And so I'm always on guard, you know, and I don't want to, you know, come off that way. But it's like at the end of the day, God has still told us to turn the other cheek when, you know, people are being mean or what have you. And it's this weird thing where I get where she's coming from on this, where she's like, the things people do that frustrate you or whatever and make you mad, it's not about them. You know, it is about how you respond and your relationship with God and what that, how that colors your reaction.
And that's exactly something that we can't do on our own in our own sinful nature. It's impossible. If we try to rely on our own strength, it's just not going to happen. We're going to end up, like you see on the news, where all of these people are just getting mad at each other on the roads, in stores, and all of that. So we realize that we can only do that through our relationship with God. That's why it's so important to have open and regular communication with him.
I'm curious if you've ever had like a revelation. This was like a big thing. This lady's like holding back tears and stuff. So it was a big revelation for her in her faith. And she shared it on TikTok. So have you ever had that revelation in your faith that kind of altered you and maybe had you look at it differently or changed the way you saw God and your faith? So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us. Love having you on. And especially for these kind of heavier concepts, I'm curious what your thoughts are on this and what your perspective is. So 855-33-WAY-FM. So JJ, inside of your own faith, have you ever had kind of that moment of clarity where you're like, oh, I get it now?
Yes, I was spending the majority of my prayer time asking for God's forgiveness for not praying enough, for not reading my Bible enough, and I felt like I was struggling to be close to God. And what he revealed to me was, if I prayed more, he wouldn't love me more. If I prayed less, he wouldn't love me less. And the same was true with, you know, reading the Bible more or less. He loved me completely. His love for me was already as much as it could be, and it never, ever wavered. And that has absolutely changed my approach to God and the way that I approach others.
I agree with you on this, and I think the other part of this concept is where his love is constant and doesn't change. You know, you say, despite how much I did or didn't pray or did or didn't read his word. I think the idea behind praying and behind reading his word isn't to impress him, but it's to actually help our faith and our trust and our knowledge of him grow, which does ultimately make our lives better.
Absolutely. He is the totality of love. And so my behavior and my actions don't dictate his love for me or for any of us.
Yeah, and that's so different from how we love. Our love is many times as we say, it's unconditional. It always has conditions.
No, it's not.
So Dana, have you ever been in that place where you kind of had that epiphany about your faith?
Yes, it was a very interesting place. I sat in divorce court with my soon-to-be ex and listened to him tell the judge that he didn't have money to give me alimony. And we're talking assistant vice president of a bank.
Oh, you're like, wait a minute, man.
Yeah, 26 years of marriage, and God had to speak to me very quickly. And he said, just let him go. And I'm like, but this isn't fair. I put 26 years into this marriage. And he says, I will take care of you. Don't worry about him.
That had to be super comforting, but in the same time, a little scary, too. You're like, you feel like you're letting this guy get away with something, and then you're jumping out into the unknown.
Yes, but it's okay. It's been about 11 years now, and God is taking care of me and blessing me and fulfilling everything that I'm looking to do.
Dana, I appreciate you sharing your story today, and that might just be the thing that somebody else that's kind of walking through a similar thing, because there's a lot of messy divorces, you know, in the people that listen to the show and just in life, and so maybe that was what someone needed to hear today, that it's okay to let them go, and God's going to take care of you.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity to share.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally.
So when you think about your dream wedding, you want everything to be just perfect, but planning a wedding today is going to come with its own set of challenges. Supply chain issues continue to plague us, and now the increased competition is also causing scarcity and is driving up prices. So why is that? Well, because a lot of people put off their weddings because of the pandemic, and they weren't able to get married. Then all of a sudden, things start to open back up again. And you've got this influx of people that are getting married, and a lot of them want to celebrate, and they want to go big, so they're paying top dollar. So venues and things like that are charging a lot of money, and people are basically bidding them up, you know?
I feel like this is happening everywhere we go, but and also, I could be wrong, but I feel like when we were going through the whole COVID situation, there were so many people getting married. Like, they were still doing it.
But they weren't doing their big weddings. That was the thing.
And that is what matters. Like, you have to set up this idea of, like, your dream wedding, and people have to be impressed. People that you won't even see for the rest of your life. They're just going to be at this dumb ceremony. Okay. Well, let me just
single girl rant.
There's no point.
I really liked my wedding.
Yeah, I did too. But okay, so with the law of supply and demand, you know, low supply, high demand, that affects every aspect of weddings. So photographers, DJs, they're in demand. They've always have been, but prices have been driven up because of the scarcity of these things. Flower, they're going up and crazy things like that. I think this was the one thing from the article that I was reading, and I read a lot of bride magazines. I want to be up on it for when my daughter gets married.
It said
the advice was invest in what's personal to you.
Yes.
Like, you could spend a lot of money on all these other things and stuff like that, but find what really matters to you and you as a couple, and invest in that.
And there are some mother-in-laws or mothers that might need to hear that, because the thing is the bride is the one that's getting married, not the mom, not the mother-in-law. So if it's important to the bride, great. If it's just important to the mother-in-law, not so great.
Spend money on the things that you'll truly remember long past the day, because one of the best things you can do at the end of your wedding is come out and not be in debt. I mean, because that stresses you out. That adds a lot of extra things to it. So just, you know, focus on the thing that matters and do that, and don't worry about the rest. You may have heard your kids talking about FOMO, the fear of missing out, and thought, I'm an adult. I'm not affected by this. Hey, it's Wally. And if you were thinking about lowering your monthly mortgage payments or cashing out some of the equity in your house by refinancing, you might have thought, oh, I've missed out, but that's not the case. I was talking to my United Faith mortgage guy, Ryan, the other day, because I just did a cash out refinance with them. And I was curious, with rates ticking up a little bit, if it was still a good time to take advantage of the higher property values we have.
People are just super, super rate conscious, because it's been all over the news for the past 2-3 years how low rates have been. So when they see rates increasing a little bit, they're hesitant, but it still makes sense.
I bought my house 9 years ago, and I did the cash out refinance with United Faith Mortgage. And here's the crazy thing. I kept putting it off, and I didn't even catch interest rates at their lowest, but I was still able to pull a ton of money out of my house and keep my payments the same. So see what they can do for you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then news-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Sleep is one of the most impactful things on a day. Everyone knows what it's like to work on, like, only a few hours of sleep.
Yeah, some of those nights where you just couldn't sleep and you came into work, you're like, I don't want to be here.
But when you're getting the 8 hours of sleep, or just like a good amount of sleep, you know that you're a more productive human being. They do say that if you oversleep, that's a bad thing. I can't imagine getting like 10 hours of sleep, though.
Betty does on the weekends.
I know.
Oh, Betty turns into a hibernating bear on the weekends.
I do. I don't know how it happens. Sometimes I'll wake up at 10:30 in the morning, and I'm like, I could do better than that. And I'll go back to sleep and sleep till noon.
And I feel like I've wasted my whole Saturday. Like,
I feel that, too, but I get over it.
Yeah.
Most of us get a two-day weekend. Betty gets a one-and-a-half-day awake weekend.
True. Very true.
But I was reading something today that talked about finding that magical number for getting the perfect amount of sleep, and they said that that magic number is actually 7 hours of sleep, which in my head is very You yawning?
I just yawned. Yeah. All this talk of sleep. I'm really tired today.
Yeah.
And all this talk of sleep just made me tired.
But I think that 7 hours is like very manageable, very doable. 8 to me has always felt tough, especially for us because we do wake up so early. Having to get to bed, you know, before the clock even strikes 8 p.m. feels like
Well, I get 7 job. Hours. I go to bed at 9, so 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. So I get up a little before 4. So I get 7 hours or on most nights, like 6.5 hours, because by the time I actually get to bed, it's like 9:30.
That explains why you're so grumpy.
No, that's just me.
Yeah, that's totally just you.
Nothing to do with, I could sleep 12 hours and still be grumpy.
So this article also said that insufficient and excessive sleep were both connected to impaired cognitive performance, poor processing, visual attention. So all of those things, you're like, okay, why am I like this? Maybe it's just the sleep.
Yeah.
They also say that diet is probably the next biggest factor in your body feeling rested and also sleeping better, which is interesting to me.
Betty Rock gets every ounce of sleep she can, sleeps to the last possible moment, as is evidenced right now. I'm having trouble concentrating on you, Gavin, because she's doing her eye makeup right now. She even bought a mirror that she brings in and sits over her
laptop. And it's got a light on it.
Just be thankful you're not a woman.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. 7 hours, the magic number for sleep. If you're getting more, you're not doing it right. And if you're getting unless you're not doing it right.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have this thing called the prayer wall at wayfm.com where you can post prayer requests and you can also pray for other people. Or if things are going well for you and you just want to pray for other people, wayfm.com, you can go and do that as well. And it's a really cool thing that we have. And Pastor Chad is over all of it. And he kind of comes in every week and is sharing like things that are going on the prayer wall. Because, you know, the reality is there's a lot of prayer requests, thousands of prayer requests, but they all send around like the same 10 issues, just variations on a theme, you know?
Yeah, we're all in need. We all are in need of God. We're in need of other people. And that's the great thing that I love about prayer is we're not anonymous. It's us seeking out others to pray for us and us seeking out God. And this person wrote in anonymously this week and said, please pray for me and my family. We are trying to find a rental to move into and can't find anything that'll accept our credit. We are completely sober and turned our lives to God, but the enemy keeps bringing up the past to haunt us, and we just can't get ahead. We will be putting everything in storage today and staying in a hotel.
That is beyond frustrating when you're like, life is trying to turn around, you're trying to do the right things, and you're like, God, I'm trying to honor you, and then at every turn it doesn't go well, then there is a tendency to flee or doubt, you know, and that's hard. I get that. I understand. I've been in that place before personally, so I understand right where they're at.
And even as I pray for them, I'm hoping they have a community around them that is cheering them on. Like you're saying, like, you're doing the right thing. Keep doing it. Keep fighting. You're moving in the right direction.
Well, you mentioned the community around you. This is the reason why you plug into a local church. You do small groups and things like that. And because if you're already in there, you're already plugged in, when life hits and when these bad things happen, you already have that community built versus like your life just imploded and then you run to random people at a church and go, help me, you know? They're like, well, we don't know you and we'll try and stuff. But if you've already established that, it makes weathering some of these storms. And also, too, when you allow other people into that story, God's working a bigger picture than just you. And maybe this is discomfort for you, but maybe somebody else in that small group or whatever needs to step out and help someone, and that's what God's been working on them with. It's we don't see anything that's going on.
Well, and you hit it just on the nose right there, because you said when you let people into that story, and that's the thing. When we go to church, sometimes we try to pretend we have it all together, but the small group aspect does allow you to open up your life a little and people to see we don't have it all together and allow them to open up and help you. A lot of times people feel lonely and out of place at church because they aren't opening up, and then they're accusing the church of not caring. Well, they can't care for something that they don't know is a problem.
Right.
So you're hitting it on the head there. So for these people, keep moving, keep fighting. You're moving in the right direction. And I love the fact that they're focused on knowing who they are. And my encouragement, Romans 8:1 says, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus.
So here's the deal, like, because I get where they're at right now, and the lie is, well, we're, you know, we're suffering from the sins of our past.
past and we're never going to ever be able to be more than this. Mm-hmm. That's the lie. But the truth is God's working in their lives. Yeah. God's if you seek him, he works in your life. And so there is a bigger story being written. So I'm curious for you, what was the lie you believed, but then the truth was, you know, kind of thing? And it could be anything from your past, but you've bought into that lie until you saw God working, and then you found what the truth of that situation was. If you got a story, I'd love to take it right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Adam, what is the lie you believe, but the truth you found?
I've struggled with alcoholism for a long time, and I just believed that there was no hope for me. And God worked in my family's life and my wife and led me to hope.
Did you do AA?
Yes.
You did, okay, because AA, part of their mantra is once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. And I understand for a lot of people, they have to be vigilant about their alcoholism through the rest of their lives, and so that's why they do it. But I've always felt, because I had addiction problems when I was younger, and I've always felt that that almost became a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it kept you locked in that mentality. Because then if you fall off the wagon, well, I fell off the wagon because I'm always going to be an alcoholic. Not my fault. It's just the way it is. Like, and I'm not bad-mouthing AA because it does a lot of good for people. For me personally, and my own addiction struggle was like I had to create a new narrative and I had to create a new identity that, no, I am not that anymore. I am, as the Bible says, a new creature created in Christ Jesus.
You knowing who you are in Christ, like that's your new identity. And yes, those things were part of your past and you do have the inclination to go back to them, but focusing on those things that obviously AA's not necessarily Christian, but that's a way to add on to the great things they're already doing too.
You got to remember who you are and whose you are.
That's exactly it. How long you been sober, Adam?
6 months.
Okay, so recently. All right. Hey, man, let me just tell you, let me just encourage you a little bit. As you're battling through this, I get this. Every hour can be a struggle sometimes. Every day, every month, every year. But what happens is, and what my experience was, is like the more wins you get and the more of this you get in the rearview mirror, it does get easier the more you stay in it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of good songs that y'all play that offer hope. Thank you so much for your encouragement.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is Here is the Wally Show. We're going to do a little good news giddy up. Couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better because the regular news, kind of a bummer, quite honestly. So good news, giddy up. I'll start first. There's a family who got a new puppy, and this puppy's already worth its weight in gold after it dug up some coins.
Ooh.
Apparently, this was a gift for their 9-year-old daughter, but this breed of dog is known for digging, especially for like expensive truffles. They have truffle dogs that sniff out truffles and dig for them.
Like the cookies?
No,
the it's like a mushroom root. It's a spice or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a very expensive thing that people use in restaurants.
It's hoity-toity.
Yeah.
Well, but there are those hoity-toity cookies that are called truffles, right?
Maybe.
They're
chocolates. There's a candy. There's a chocolate truffle, but it's not the same thing.
Okay.
Those are not in the
totally
ground.
Different. All right, we're on the same page now.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Ish, yeah. She's like, I'm trying to remember, did I ever have truffle waffles at Waffle House? I don't think
so. Oh, that's what it is. It's truffle fries.
Yes.
Oh, those are so good.
There she goes. It's that thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this dog, we have totally sidetracked. This dog, that's what they look for typically. But this time it dug up some rare coins worth $8,000.
Holy
so
cow.
The dog found $8,000 worth of coins. Bad news is he ate them all. So good news, giddy up. Go, Betty Rock.
There was a cat named Peaches that lived in the Ukraine with her family. But her family decided to go to Arkansas to visit some family over there. Okay. Well, when they did that, that's when the whole Ukrainian war started.
Oh.
And Peaches had been left with the family's cousin. Well, the cousin had to get away from their house and got separated from Peaches, the cat.
Oh, wow.
So Peaches was still in the Ukraine. So what they did was the Humane Society was flying back to the U.S. They found Peaches in the Ukraine and flew Peaches back to her family in
Arkansas. That is crazy. I will tell you this because I don't want to downplay the loss of human life in there because I do believe that is more important than animals. But there are people that's their passion. Is taking care of animals in any sort of a crisis. So while some people are taking care of people, other people taking care of helpless animals and things like this are still good stories and good news in the midst of some of that really horrific badness. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news giddy up.
same year in the time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it is Friday, which means it is time for Flashback Friday, and we are in our time machine, and Captain Joey is with us today. Joey, what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
There you go. You might have expected a not a whole lot, but Joey is a lady.
Were you named after your dad?
My granddad.
Okay. Aww. I was going to say, or a baby kangaroo. Were you named after that?
No. Not a baby kangaroo.
Well, the way this works is Joey is going to take us back in time, going to tell us a song that she wants to hear, and we'll go back to that year and play it. Before we do, I need to make a stop in 86.
Why?
My Jimmy Z pants are there, and I'd really like to get them back. They were these really cool surf pants with Velcro waist. And
yeah.
At the time, I didn't need the Velcro waist as much as I do now. So I'd like to go back to 86 for those bad boys. But in the meantime, what song do you want to hear there, Joey?
Shackles by Mary.
Oh, okay. This is a fascinating song. Betty Rock, what time do I have to set the time machine
to? We are going back to 2000.
Ooh, 22 years.
Yes. So in that year, that was the year that Bush Jr. and Gore were battling for the presidency. And also, prepare your hearts on this one. A cost of a gallon of gas.
Oh, no.
$1.26.
What?
Nice. Oh, wow.
Yikes. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, that is going to be a trip down memory lane for sure. Well, why did you want to hear Shackles by Mary Mary, Joey?
Oh, just because it's an awesome song. It makes you want to get up and dance and praise the Lord, and it's just an awesome song.
Does anybody know why they called their band Mary Mary?
Is it two Marys?
That's what I would have thought, too. And I don't know. I'm just guessing. We should go back and
talk. Did you know the answer?
No, I didn't know the answer, but I thought maybe, because I was listening to a story in church about Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and how they both went to the tomb after Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected. And I thought maybe they called it that because of that.
Well, I'm Googling it.
Am I right?
It says the name Mary Mary is taken from the two Marys in the Bible.
I got it right!
Look at that.
So what are their names?
Look there.
I thought all this time.
No.
The Atkins sisters, born Erica and Tracina.
See, there you go. Mary Mary's way easier.
My life is turned upside
Wally
down.
Wally did his research on that, Betty.
I just got lucky.
He's a good guesser.
Well, you know what? We're going to take these shackles off of our hands, our feet, everything, and enjoy a little Mary Mary thanks to our good friend Joey here on the Time Machine on Flashback Friday.
Yay!
I don't mind, though. Just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah.
You may know him better as Doctor Strange, but he has a new movie set to come out called Doctor Strange in the Multiverse
He was great as Sherlock on Netflix. That's where I first became aware of him, and he's been in a bunch of other movies. He's a great actor.
Yeah, and while no one would blame him for spending all his time promoting his new work, he's actually using his time to do some good for others, specifically for a Ukrainian refugee family in need of housing after having to flee their own home due to the war. So he was able to help this family by working with a charity called Refugees at Home, and they offer further wider support, including psychological trauma that they may experience. Which you can imagine, if you're seeing all your belongings just go, you may have lost a loved one. Yeah. That's a lot. Not only is Benedict helping this family, he's also helping cover the cost for the extended Ukrainian families of UK citizens.
Oh, wow. Good for him, man. I love that. I mean, because it's a mess. This whole Russian invasion thing, it's not... I think they thought it was going to end very quickly, but the strength of the Ukrainian people is amazing, and they're resisting and holding out, but it drags on longer and longer and longer, and I'm surprised how long it's gone and how long it is going to continue to go. And so these people are going to need help long term, you know?
Right, but you would think like someone like Benedict Cumberbatch, who's a huge popular actor, he wouldn't, you know, let strangers into his own home.
Right. Yeah, you keep people at arm's length when you're a celebrity, but then he saw a need and met that need from a human basis. I'm real curious if the people who are staying with him have any idea who he is, you know?
They may not.
Yeah, like he's got all, like, they open a closet one day and like all his awards fall out. He's like, oh, I was trying to keep you from those things. All right, I'll sign anything you want, whatever. Right. You know, but no, that's good. Good on him. He found a way to help. I think that's the important thing is inside of this tragedy is look for ways that you can, you know, help. And Convoy of Hope is a ministry we partner with that is making a difference in the lives of people in Ukraine right now. And you can support them in their work as well. And it feels good to do a little something for people who have lost everything. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And they've always said that it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. And I think it's all of our prerogative to change our mind. And sometimes that's growth. And so I have done a 180 on multiple things in my life. One of those being Justin Bieber back in the day. Baby, 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 oh, what, baby. Could not stand this kid. Oh, he came out at just the wrong time in my life. like I was just even younger and angrier, and like I'm like, what? This kid is ruining music, you know. But then I've done a 180 on the kid,
and
because
you caught the Bieber fever.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, but I found like compassion for him being this young kid that's thrust into the limelight and the mistakes that he made and stuff like that. And then he's trying to figure out what his faith is inside of fame. And so I did a 180. I'm like, I'm pulling for the kid before he drove me nuts.
Well, you sound a lot like my dad, Danny Ray. And if you don't know my dad, he wears a lot of camo. He's very Southern. And he used to say that Justin Bieber. Yeah. But now he says the same
thing. Does he really?
It's something about, you know, he's more vocal about his faith and also his struggles that he's dealt with. And I think it's brought guys like my dad and you more to sympathize with him.
Danny Ray and I are cut from the same cloth. I love Danny Ray. Like, we are so similar. That's why you love us both so much. No,
That's a bold statement.
I know it is. I know it is. One of us will be walking you down the aisle one day.
My dad!
Maybe. We're not, you know what? Just put a pin in that. We haven't decided that yet. Danny and I will talk about it.
Okay, this is one thing I'm not going to 180 on.
You might.
No, nope, never day, changing my mind.
You'll
nope.
be like, you know what, Wally? You made a lot of sense back on that day, and no. You're going to walk me down the aisle now. No. You've always been here for me. All right, so what is that thing in your life that you found yourself doing a 180 on? It could be a person, it could be an activity, it could be an item, I don't know, whatever. Something you weren't a fan of, but you did a 180, and now you're like, I'm a fan. I love this. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your 180 right now.
So we're having this conversation on our Facebook page, and you can see what people are commenting on. Put facebook.com/Wally Show. But Trey said, I used to hate the song I Love You by Barney.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes.
I love you, you love me, we're a happy
That's uncomfortable.
Family. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just always pictured myself, like, when I would hear this, just at my backyard grill making Barney steaks.
Well, Trey said that 20 years ago he thought that song was so lame, but now his little girl loves to sing it, and it's the sweetest thing.
Yeah, you do a 180, man. Your kids can make you do a 180 on things as well. Musicals. I wasn't like a giant musical fan. My daughter got into musical theater, and it made me do a 180. I walked out of Miss Saigon like when I was in my 20s because I was bored, and now I'm like getting
in tears.
Oh, I know. I like crying at Come From Away the other day. Erica, what is that thing you've done a 180 on?
Actually, eating healthy. I used to eat extremely unhealthy, and now I am like completely 180 and only eat healthy.
Really? You're giving me hope. You're giving me hope today that I will someday actually enjoy broccoli and spinach, because right now I avoid it.
I had to find different ways because I was like, I can't eat it this way. It's kind of weird. So I just kept trying different ways until I finally was like, okay, I can do this.
Now, Erica, let me ask you, how old are you?
I am 28 years old.
Okay, well, Wally's 53. And
it's too late for me then.
Yeah.
Like this is, like, at this point in my life, like, no amount of change in the healthy eating department is going to buy me that many more good years. But good on you, Erica. You're young. There's a lot of life ahead of you. You made the right decision.
Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, have a great day.
You too.
All right, Larissa, you're up. What is that life 180 for you?
Mine would be reading.
I get this. Like, well, I'm not there yet. I haven't done the 180 on it yet. I do not like to read because I'm dyslexic, so reading is hard for me. So I don't like it. I haven't got to the 180 where I would like it. I want to, but it's just challenging. So what do you like to read?
So, my favorite book, aside from the Bible, would be A Tale of Two Cities. But I love reading biographies.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but a lot of times really, really good books, like before you read them, get turned into movies. And you could do it in like 2 hours and enjoy it.
Kids are going to be listening and thinking, oh, that's the option. That's what I need to do. And it's not.
When you're an adult, you can make those decisions. Right now, read Tale of Two Cities in your school and then eventually watch the movie.
Absolutely true. You're correct.
Fresh emails.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Give me a little email here if you ever want to get a hold of me. It's just wally@wayfm.com. And I always look as I'm going through my email at the subject line. I'm like, oh no. And a disappointing aftercast. And I'm like, I'm in trouble. I've said something wrong. Someone's upset with me. And our aftercast is one of our podcasts that you can get for free wherever you get podcasts or at wayfm.com. But we have like longer form life discussions and stuff there. So I was like, I'm already braced from Charlie. She says, hey, I was catching up on the aftercast last night, and I got to the most recent one where you guys had Pastor Chad in and was discussing counseling with you and Betty, you know, because we got off on this subject about, you know, is counseling a red flag when you first start dating someone if they lead with that, you know? And but now I see him and Betty getting along, siding with each other. And it makes me disappointed because she's let down her personal vendetta against Chad.
No worries, yeah. Because I haven't. I still give him a hard time. Chad Wick is a jerk!
There's a funny love-hate relationship that Betty has with men, and and Chad and her are kind of like you and I early on in our early relationship.
Yes.
And so
here's the thing: if I didn't give y'all a hard time, it wouldn't mean that I liked you.
Absolutely, and I have no problem with that. I have had people, both sets of people, email me and be like, "I cannot believe how mean Betty Rock is to you," and I'm like, "It's fine. I have thick skin. Do I cry a little when I go home? Absolutely.
What?
Yeah, I do. I cry a little.
You are so full of it.
No, but I have actually had people, and I'm like, look, we're friends, and it's like a brother-sister thing. It's okay.
Yes.
But then I've also had people going, why you pick on Betty Ross
yes,
so much?
Yes, that's the better question.
Yeah, and so, but again, same answer. We're friends. We're like brother-sister, yeah. And that's it. And she's like that with Chad, too. So if you ever want to ask a question, feel free, and we'll address them here in our email segment. Just hit me up, wally@wayfm.com.
You can also, like Wally was talking about, our aftercast, you can get a link sent to your phone if you text TWS. for the, W for Wally, and S for show. So TWS to 91979. We'll send you a link. And with that link, you can hear our aftercast and our podcast. Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.